99 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on the Voice of the Knights, WAMB The Breeze. This game is being brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, Remax Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. Stand by now for Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome in to the fabulous Holiday Classic here at the home of the Indiana Pacers. You heard that right, the home of the Indiana Pacers, Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. This is a switch up from our normal high school gymnasiums. And I tell you what, our view is absolutely fantastic, as you can see if you're watching on the video side of things on WAMBRadio.com or on the IHSAA TV app on your phone or your smart TV. For Kobe Clark, I'm Corey Clark. Back in the studio, all the way back in downtown Brazil, is Dave Thomas. Again, here at the home of the Indiana Pacers in a newly renovated Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I have not been here since they've renovated. It looks absolutely phenomenal. We appreciate you joining us on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show, where Kobe, the Northview Lady Knights basketball team, gets a remarkable once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, unless they, you know, go on to play for the Indiana Fever or somebody, to play here today against Bloomington North and these Lady Cougars. This is an event that's normally all boys basketball teams. The Bloomington North boys team about a month ago couldn't play. The girls of Bloomington North and Northview had a game scheduled at Bloomington North today anyway. They said, why don't we just play in it? And look where they are. They're stretching right now on the home, the logo for the Pacers, and we're up here broadcasting. To go from the Wabash Valley Classic to this, one heck of a week.
One busy week indeed. A great honor and privilege to get to be here inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse, get to a broadcast, a high school game. It doesn't get much better than that. Man, oh man, it's absolutely beautiful in here. The atmosphere, high school basketball in the state of Indiana doesn't get much better than this for sure. We have a great game. The only girls game of the day. Couldn't have asked for a better team than the Northview Lady Knights. They will definitely take this true honor and run with it. Should be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, and like I said, the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show. You can visit mysparklepools.com to pick out your preferred pool and much more. The Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. Let's get wet. We got a great day playing, obviously, for this basketball game. But personally, Kobe, we brought our family. You brought your girlfriend. I brought my significant other with our child, Asher. We just get to come in together, see the Gainbridge Fieldhouse afterwards. We're going to go shopping in Indy, Avon Plainfield area. It's going to be a good day. And what a way to round out, you know, the last couple days of 2022.
Man, I got to tell you, this week has been pretty tiring with the Wabash Valley Classic. And, of course, shout out to the Linton Stockton Miners who did win, and Joey Hart becoming the Wabash Valley Classic MVP of the week. True honor right there. Not a better way, absolutely. I think this is just one way that it shows how hard of work we put into this, and it's just, you know, paying off. True honor to be here. I know I'm excited. I know you're excited. I know these Northview Lady Knights are excited, as long as head coach Zach Keys is as well.
Enough about us, because you guys don't care. The Cougars and Knights will break down this matchup from the remarkable Gainbridge Fieldhouse at the Holiday Classic, coming up next on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show on your home of Northview Athletics, WAMB.
Great Dane in Brazil doesn't just build trailers and truck bodies, they build their employees. Here's Matt to tell you how Great Dane has impacted his whole life.
Hi, I'm Matt Pierce. I've been a Great Daner since before I was born. My dad worked at Great Dane for over 38 years, and now I'm carrying on the Great Dane tradition.
Now hiring for a range of skilled positions. Move your life forward at greatdane.com/careers.
Great pay, great benefits, great opportunities to advance. Every morning when I come in, I see Champ, and I embrace my great.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool-related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools. Tools, 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
This is your home for Northview Sports. WAMB, The Breeze.
Welcome back on WAMB. Sorry, on the video side, I forgot that we were there. I didn't mute anything. I don't think we didn't say anything dumb. We were just talking like old brothers. So we're back here on WAMB. It's been a long week. Holiday Classic at the fabulous Gainbridge Fieldhouse, Northview against Bloomington North. Kobe, this one should be a fun one. We were talking to Jordan there, one of the assistant head coaches here for North United, and they were just saying this Bloomington North team, they're good. They got the scout, and they got a lot of height.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you go down the roster, a lot of height indeed. We have three 5'11 people, 1 6-footer in Mia Robinault. We have Mallory Barrow, Kennelly Sullivan, Kendall Fuchs, just a huge amount of height and size compared to what the Northview Lady Knights can carry on. But one thing that the height doesn't bring, it does bring speed on the other end. You know, Northview, a very speedy team. They like to go real quick and transition. They like to break it all down, real slow it down here as well. Northview can do it all. It's going to be a lot of fun for them. I think the biggest key for this huge victory that they need here today is just, obviously, you look around, a lot of people, it could be nervous for sure. You think I'm nervous? Always. I'm just a nervous person. These Lady Knights playing where the Pacers and the Fever play, definitely a little bit of nerves in there, but they just got to act like it's a normal, you know, Friday evening inside old Northview High School gymnasium. I mean, it doesn't get much more exciting than this. They're definitely going to have a lot to be fighting for. It's just a true honor for them to do this. I mean, yeah, the nerves are there and all, but come on now. This is a great time to show off your skills in front of a huge crowd.
Yeah, now we were talking to the coaching staff at Northview, and they said the girls are a little nervous. And I mean, duh, I would be too. But the hard part is we think shooting might be a problem, but I'm watching them pregame right now. I don't think I've seen Audrey Spencer or Reagan White miss, so they look pretty excited. Brenly Clark and company. I think they're ready to go. This is a group that's confident, excited. Just the fact that pregame-wise, they get to sit there and shoot on the Pacers' floor. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you just get to, like, look around, breathe it all in for a moment, saying, hey, I'm a high school athlete, and I've made it here the big time. We're big-time athletes who make a lot of money and get a lot of fan success all around the world. I mean, it's just really awesome for them. It's just seeing all these banners. Heck, maybe one day they could be putting up some banners for the Indiana Fever. Who knows?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take another break on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute pregame show. We're going to break this down and much more. We're about 4.5 minutes from opening tip from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We'll take a two-minute break here on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They partner with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
Your home for Northview sports. WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse for the Holiday Classic. Here on WAMB, the Northview Knights and Bloomington North Cougars will be going face-to-face, head-to-head here on the home of the Indiana Pacers. If you're just joining us, thanks for tuning in. Obviously, tip-off was scheduled for 2:45. That is not going to happen as it is 3:20. The Plainfield Southport men's basketball game ran a little long, but we are just under 2 minutes until we get ready to go here as the Northview Knights are the away team on the scoreboard. Bloomington North is the home team. This is an awesome event that Ray Compton and company, they put on year after year here for the Holiday Classic. This is, I mean, Northview, I mean, this opportunity, I mean, the crowd is great. A lot of Northview fans, the kids are here. We just saw Southport Plainfield. The place was incredibly loud. Gainbridge Fieldhouse just not even 24 hours ago, I know, the Pacers played the Cleveland Cavaliers, a good team in the Eastern Conference, in front of and I tell you this, it was sold out. That hasn't happened in a while for Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It was sold out, and the Pacers got the big win. So Kobe Clark and myself, Corey Clark, Dave Thomas back in the studio. On the Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute pregame show, we're about 54 seconds. We're still trying to wait for this to get underway. I don't know if they're going to do starting lineups or not. I would assume they would because that's pretty cool for the girls. Northview will be in their white uniforms, maroon lettering. They're coming off a win in their Jenny Marietta State Farm Holiday Classic. They kind of got split up due to the bad weather we had last Friday. That'll continue this Monday or Tuesday, one of the two. Off the top of my head, I'd have to look. I know it's Monday or Tuesday. It's on our schedule on WAMB, but that'll be video-only broadcast. We'll be doing the Northview Knights' final game. They have two that day, a semifinal, and then if they win that, they're in the championship. If they lose, they're in a third, fourth place game. Regardless, we'll be broadcasting one of those two games. That will be radio only, or video only, due to radio being occupied by Purdue football in their bowl game against LSU. Drew Brees is one of the assistant coaches. And then on the other side, we'll have the men's basketball Purdue game that night on the air at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're about ready to get underway here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your hats.
They're going to do the national anthem. We'll let you listen to it on the radio and on the video side. That was the national anthem. They're getting ready to announce the starting lineups here, and we'll let you know who those are as we get underway. Northview, as I said, in their white uniforms. That was cool. We saw some of the girls and Coach Zach Keys and company. I got a picture of them up on the gigantic Gainbridge Fieldhouse Jumbotron as they're being announced with the starting lineups. They're going to have a lot of cool pictures they're going to be able to hang on to for the rest of their lives here, Kobe.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Jumbotron as well was just newly renovated here inside Gainbridge. They're working on an ice rink outside, some basketball courts, I'm pretty sure. So it's just, you know, I love to see the huge success that not only Indiana sports is getting, but Indiana high school sports. I just love getting to see the opportunity for these kids. I mean, it's just one to be cherished for. Take as many pictures as you want. Look around. Breathe it in. It's definitely one you'll be telling your grandkids.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and say the starting lineup for Northview, Kobe, because it's the same starting five we've seen week after week. And I think this is a positive thing, because that's something I was worried about personally, was wondering. The last time we saw them was in North Putnam and how Brooklyn Eldridge was doing, and she looks to be out there and looks okay. So that's a positive.
Yeah, Brooklyn Eldridge, we remember that one game. Very early went down, I believe, at the three-minute mark in that North Putnam away game for the Northview Lady Knights. Definitely missed her presence on the court. Definitely happy to see after a two-week, you know, relaxed time over the holiday break, over what's just this week, so that she's ready to go.
And we're about set. Bloomington North starting five has been announced. Good amount of height. The Northview team with Brooklyn Eldridge, Brindley Clark, Reagan White, and Audrey Spencer. Delana White not in the starting five this time around. Looks like it'll be Rachel Rounds, Kobe.
Rachel Rounds, great to see her. Obviously, the normal three, the big three of Audrey Spencer, Reagan White, and Brindley Clark, they've all well progressed from this season.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Katie Buchanan in the starting five.
I was going to say, I figured that was Katie Buchanan. But.
Katie Buchanan, number 11. I'll take number 10 from all the way up here. And we're about to get underway at midcourt in the black unis. We'll be Bloomington North, Eldridge in the white, and we are underway as the tip at the Pacers logo will be won by the Cougars. It'll be left to right with Patterson. Patterson will then bring a far side perimeter on the deep NBA white three-point line. That's so cool to see.
Don't want to get that confused.
They're going to play a zone to begin things. They're down low. Bloomington North puts up a tough shot, and already a whistle will be blown for a foul on Brooklyn Eldridge, sending a Kenley Sullivan, a forward, to the line for two.
One of their better players can definitely get down low, get to the basket with ease. That time not coming up with a shot, but an early foul for the Lady Knights. You got to think they haven't played in 2 weeks. All that holiday food, man, it could definitely take a toll on you.
Again, we apologize for the late start today. The first game went way over. This game officially didn't tip until 3:24. It was supposed to tip at 2:45, 3 p.m. around that time, and it did not. But that's what happens when you have a bunch of games in one day. Bloomington North will make one of two from the free throw line. We got the gigantic scoreboard right in front of us. Kobe on the camera, and Audrey Spencer will bring it right to left on the radio dial or the video screen, bringing it to Brindley Clark. Northview's first offensive possession of the night. 1-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard for Bloomington North.
I'd really like to see some high success here early on their first offensive drive.
Audrey will back it way out. No rush. Crosses over left, loses the ball, picks it back up, has plenty of space. She'll get inside the paint, quadruple team, and drives all the way to the lane. And will go to the charity stripe for two attempts. That's the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line at York. They're not number one. You are.
Obviously know how good Audrey Spencer is driving through traffic. A lot of dribble moves deep in her bag. She's getting to the line here.
First free throw for Audrey's up and through, tied up at one apiece. They had the scoreboard wrong in front of us and everywhere, Kobe. I don't know if you can see that or not.
I could zoom out real quick after this free throw attempt.
And it's up. Audrey will miss, but a whistle will be blown. Don't know why. Oh, it's because they're trying to fix this scoreboard, but it's tied up one apiece anyway. Having issues with the scoreboard on the far side.
Looking for Amanda Shively. Amanda Shively, you have your driver's license. You can claim it at the
school. And someone forgot their lost their driver's license already.
I'd be scared to lose anything here.
Oh, because you're not getting it back.
No.
While we wait, let's thank our friends over at Great Dane, our scoreboard sponsor. You can join their team today by applying for your new career at greatdane.com. What are we waiting on?
I guess the official and both head coaches.
Yeah, they're going to meet at midcourt.
They're just chatting. How's your day been? Oh, you know, excited? Absolutely.
Something's wrong. It must be with the scorebook. I don't know, but while we wait, it looks like a delay. We'll take a 30-second break on the radio side and hang tight on the video side here on WAMB.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us and we will help you stay protected.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. WAMB, The Breeze.
And we're back after that short delay. Still don't know what happened, but the clock is running. We're coming up on the 7-minute mark. We're tied at one apiece. They run a play that looks similar to the Northview Knights, the lob down low from the opposite wing, but it doesn't work because I think Northview's seen that a million times. And they're going to point it north. We'll give it down low, move it around the perimeter, give it inside now. Spinning, shot left short. Good defense by Eldridge. The miss there from Sullivan. And then a quick whistle will be blown. I believe there's going to be a foul on Bloomington North.
Just reaching in, trying to get that rebound back. Not the best shot. I mean, you got the height advantage, of course. Just didn't get that one to fall. Fell short off the rim.
Both these teams have 10 wins on the season. Audrey Spencer will have it right to left. Northview looking to take their first lead of the contest. It's on the far right side of the Pacers' three-point line. Now it's Reagan White on top. As good of a three-point shooter Reagan White is, I don't know if she has Steph Curry range yet.
Maybe not yet. Yeah, he's farther behind that line.
Audrey again will dance with it. Crosses, step back. Is it a three? It is. Back rim, no. Offensive board, Katie Buchanan skips it on top to Audrey Spencer and will reset.
The line can definitely be trippy at times.
Audrey skips on top to Clark. Clark on the right elbow. Spins in on top, Buchanan for an open three look, left long. And like we said, Kobe might be a rough shooting-wise on for both these teams, never playing in an NBA gymnasium or arena before. Now Bloomington North quickly drives, puts up a layup, no good. Eldridge will have it going right to left.
We got to think just both teams haven't played in a couple of weeks, and then you come in here, huge atmosphere, different court you're not used to playing on.
Reagan White will give it to Eldridge on the left elbow. Tries to force a pass to Audrey, who wasn't looking, and it's stolen away out of bounds, and it'll be Bloomington North ball.
That time, miscommunication. Audrey Spencer wanted to get the ball, but the handoff was just a little too late as she already left that location. Missed opportunities.
Now Audrey tries to go for the steal. Spin away, a long three-point attempt from Bloomington North. Mia, and she'll be off the mark, and Audrey with another rebound. And Kobe, we got ourselves a low-scoring affair at one apiece coming up on the five-minute mark.
Very early, of course, the shooting struggles. They're showing right now. Maybe drive inside.
Reagan off the pick and pop for three, and the freshman's first attempt inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse is nothing but net.
Heck, what do I know? Just shoot it, the lights fall out.
And now it'll be Bloomington North going left to right with it. Audrey knocks the ball away on top. It's hard to see the numbers from up here, guys, so if you don't hear me saying a lot of Bloomington North's names, it's because I can't see the dark maroon from up here.
Definitely not.
But we're working on it. It'll be knocked out of bounds and stay with Bloomington North underneath as Mia set to inbound it. Mia will lob it on the right wing for Patterson. Patterson will drive inside. And another whistle will blow. They're going to say, is that an official's timeout?
I believe so.
We've had too many of those already. 4:33 to go here in the first quarter at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Patterson has it on top of the key, guarded by Audrey. Now they're going to man-to-man defense. Ball's being skipped around the perimeter. on the far left side to Reitmeier. Reitmeier brings to Patterson. Step back, long two, foot on the line, left short. Reagan had the board. It bounces in the hands of Buchanan. And Northie will now have it with a 4-1 advantage. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Bloomington North has two fouls. Northie with just one.
The Cougars seem to be settling for that three-point shot here recently, not working in their favor.
Audrey will drive, goes for the layup, left long, rebounded by the Cougars, pushing it. Near side up the floor is Patterson. Cut off by Reagan White. Patterson forced to get rid of it, lobs it to Mia down low, and she should have traveled, and she will travel.
Bloomington North, they're also going through a couple of struggles right now. They can't seem to get a couple of shots to fall in, and now a traveling violation.
This has to be a bit nerve-wracking, too, for both of them. I know it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, wouldn't you be nervous playing on a professional court like this?
No, I'm a pro. I'm just kidding.
Take that back.
Audrey will bring it up the floor slowly as the Knights hold a 4-1 advantage over Bloomington North here on the Great Dane scoreboard. Audrey on the Pacers logo. Bouncing it off to Buchanan, left wing. Now on top. Back to Audrey. Ball's batted. Audrey gets stolen away by Patterson. It's skipped up ahead to Reitmeier. She'll put up the right-handed layup and score the first Cougars field goal of the day.
Finally, after a couple of minutes, it's the fast break opportunity that eluded them that nice first basket of the day.
Audrey just had the ball right at her head, and it was an easy steal for Patterson. So now Spencer looking to find Reagan White again. Thought about another three. Instead, she'll dribble it a little bit inside, then reverse her steps to find herself on the near side, deep left wing.
Directing traffic right now.
Reagan around an Eldridge screen to the right elbow. Pick and roll, finds Eldridge, who puts it up and in.
Just a beautiful play call right there. Everyone was too worried about how Reagan White can score.
And now Bloomington North will drive all the way to the rim. Puts it up, missed. Got her own offensive miss, missed it again. And Reagan has the board going right to left. Up ahead to a wide open Brenly Clark. She'll pump fake left hand, scoops it up and in, and the Knights lead 8-3.
Northview going on a little bit of a run right now, all in thanks to Reagan White's vision, helping both the downside pass and then the fast break opportunity for Clark. Foul picked up right there, I believe Spencer. Just got caught right there. Not where you want your hand to be.
Knights personal foul number 30, Audrey Spencer, her first of the team.
So Audrey Spencer will pick up the foul, as you kind of might have heard over the PA system. 2:17 and counting now. Bloomington North down five with the basketball. Patterson fires it on the near side to Lean. Lean, they just move the ball around the perimeter looking for the first cutter. Not many jump shots have been taken. I think they know it's going to be hard to make it here with a lot of open space behind the rim. It's a difference between just a little quick brick wall that's right behind the Bloomington North wall at their gymnasium as a three rattles in and out. Audrey with the rebound and a minute 48. 8-3 Knights trying to take their time and find themselves as Brindley nearly didn't see the pass from Audrey. Got it, and a offensive foul will be called. It was on Brooklyn Eldridge, which, Kobe, that's her second. And now she'll have to come out of the game as Rounds will check in. Not Grace Jones, not Delana White, the first substitution. It'll be Rachel Rounds coming in for Eldridge, who now has two fouls.
Yeah, quick early two fouls. We probably won't see her until very late into the second quarter, as she was already making her presence known on the offensive side.
Bloomington North will move the ball around the perimeter. Nearly stolen away, but it goes over the head of the intended Bloomington North target of Ava Rennebelt. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be North U ball going right to left with a minute 27 and counting.
Both these teams, the Cougars and the Lady Knights, going off to start very slow, but it seems like the defense is picking up for the Lady Knights right now.
Is it just me, or is this a slow-paced first quarter? Brindley pump fakes, kicks out, Rounds for three, air ball out of bounds. It'll be Bloomington North ball, and Audrey's trying to say it was off the Cougar, but the official had his back turned to it, so obviously couldn't see.
Knight substitution number 23.
Now Delana White checks in, and Audrey will come out to give her a quick breather.
With a minute break right now, holding to an opponent to only 3 points. Pretty impressive right here.
North U 8, Bloomington North 3 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Lean will get it far side. The ball skipped near side on the right wing to Robel. Robel feeds it down low, but a double dribble will be called before the shot is made. So a lot of turnovers here early, and while we wait, big thanks to Reliable Garage Door, your local garage door expert with nearly 40 years of experience.
Bloomington North right now beating themselves up. Too many turnovers when they have the ball on their side of the court. Northview just has to be able to take advantage.
Reagan finds a wide open Brenly Clark for three. It rattles around but won't fall. A little deep on the three-point line there. Bloomington North will push it up ahead in tempo. Puts up a shot, rattles in and rattles out. And now Coach Keyes is saying slow it down, going for the last shot with just 25 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Both teams combining for an 11-point first quarter. Coming up on 20 seconds, see if the Lady Knights can build some momentum going into the second quarter.
12 seconds, Reagan has it near side. She has the lone Northview three-point attempt.
I'm going for a pick and pop here with someone. Probably
6 Brindley. Seconds, Reagan on top, driving, double team, throws up a heave, couldn't get it to fall, ball's loose, still loose, and that's how the quarter will come to a close. The North Unites lead at Gainbridge Fieldhouse after one quarter over Bloomington North, 8-3. We'll take another break here on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's Northview 8, Bloomington North 3 here on WAMB.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
This is RE/MAX Real Estate Agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10 plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382.
The voice of the Northview Knights, WAMB, The Breeze.
We're back here on WAMB after one quarter of play on the Great Dane scoreboard. Kobe, the North Unites have an advantage over the Bloomington North Lady Cougars, 8-3, and it was all big part two as well as Reagan White had a big time three early that kind of got the scoring moving along for the North Unites.
Still a very slow game right here. Maybe the second quarter could be picked up with an Audrey Spencer layup. No, but she will be fouled, who will get a trip to the free throw line.
That is the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Rama Brazil free throw line. Audrey Spencer, she looks to be sweating. I think she's nervous. You could tell off the big screen. But she is going to the line at York. They're not number one. You are.
See if she can knock down this first of her two attempts, as she does. I mean, that's just got to be a dream. A free throw on an NBA court. It's pretty special.
Oh, yeah. That's Audrey's second point of the early portion of the day.
Got to get her going.
She'll make both. Northview hits double digits, 10-3, as Bloomington North will bring the ball up. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. That's today's banking, yesterday's values. Ball's on the far side, and Rubinelt brings it now, firing up top. Bloomington North will skip the ball on the left perimeter, forces a pass near side to Barrow. Barrow back to Ava. Ava to Patterson. Looks like Bloomington North is being a little more patient here on to begin the second quarter. And they'll get an open look at three. Left it short and rebounded by Brenly Clark. Bloomington North, they've only made one field goal, Kobe.
Yeah, they're definitely in a shooting slump, a struggle for sure. Thankfully, their defense is picking up, with Northview also in the same boat.
Audrey taking her time. Coach Zach Keyes looks at his play sheet, calls out an offensive set. Now Audrey dribbling low to the ground. She looks confident. She's dribbling near the Gainbridge Fieldhouse logo. It'll be a pass on top to Buchanan. Now Reagan White giving go to Brenly. Double team. Gets her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Northview underneath.
Definitely a good play call right there. I mean, you had an open shot for half a second. Just a little too long on the attempt. Shot was rejected.
Reagan on the left wing. Now on top to Audrey.
She's going to take her time here.
No rush, no shot clock in high school basketball, obviously. Reagan's going to be guarded by Avery Patterson, waiting for a Buchanan screen. She'll use it. Audrey goes all the way around. Behind the back move, gets double teamed. Bloomington North knows she's a playmaker. They cut her off, and now Brindley Clark will have it. Near side pass to Reagan White. North, you're not in any hurry, are they?
Some good defense right here.
Coming up on the six-minute mark. Reagan stops, needs help. Dribble handoff to Audrey. Goes up. It's blocked by the great length of Bloomington North they had down there. And now it's pushing up ahead. North, far side, thought about the three from Ava. Won't take it. Instead, lobs it down low. Ava, Mia, goes up, puts it up and in.
And they needed that one bad.
That was Kenley Sullivan.
Northview was really patient on their offensive side, didn't get the looks. They lost the ball. And in transition, Bloomington North got taken advantage.
Despite the slow shooting from Bloomington North, they're only down five. Audrey hesitates, drives, jump stops, puts it high off the glass, and gets it to fall in.
Tough finish right there. That's why you trust her in game-time situations like this.
Now Patterson thought about the wide-open three, elected not to take it. Instead feeds the hot hand down low, and it's up and in again, back-to-back buckets for Bloomington North, and they're seeing to get their points down low. Do you go back to the zone?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to allow the Cougars getting her started, I mean, it's going to be a tough day for the defense. Maybe a zone would not be the difficult decision. It might be very helpful to go with that.
Audrey goes around a screen, bounces Patterson off to a wide-open Buchanan for three, and it went in and out. Man, and now it's only 12-7, 4.5 coming up to go until halftime. Patterson drives, fires it back out on top on the perimeter. Her long hair's in the way of her number. I couldn't see. It was Ava. Ava will lob it down on the right block. Fadeaway hook shot. Air ball rebounded by Rounds, and the ball's still loose and just kind of passed up ahead to Audrey. Timeout, Coach Zach Keys, and we'll take one with him. It's a one-minute break here where the Knights lead 12-7 at Gainbridge Fieldhouse on WAMB.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB.
Back on WAMB, where the Northview Knights will come up a timeout, but Kobe, they have to face a zone against Bloomington North, but they do break it with ease, but a foul will be called, and they're going to say it's on Bloomington North. So they're going to get it on the near side, near the left corner to inbound the ball.
They're going on a little bit of a struggle right now. I mean, offensively, it just hasn't looked pretty for either side that first quarter. We hope the second quarter could give them a little bit more luck right here. Maybe this timeout can propel them and give them some more help.
It'll be Buchanan with the ball on the right side, who just gives it off to Audrey Spencer, who now has Grace Jones in the game for the first time tonight. So Audrey Spencer, Katie Buchanan, and Rachel Rounds, but an offensive foul will be called on Northview. So they're on the struggle bus right now trying to get anything going, and they're going to call it on Grace Jones, who just came into the contest, Kobe.
Yeah, Jones, I mean, you get her in there to help with the size factor that the Cougars are throwing at you, but an easy picked up first foul, not what you want to see.
Avery Patterson will go left to right now on the logo. Goes out to the left elbow, feeds it on top to Mia. Pump fakes a three, guarded by Brenly, drives to the point, to the bucket, puts it off the glass, missed, got her own rebound, and put it up and in. And Kobe, Bloomington North on a little bit of a run of their own with 3.5 to go until halftime. The Knights now just lead by three, and Brenly just wasn't paying attention, didn't feel Ava from behind steal the ball, and now the Cougars will lose it on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Bloomington North.
Bloomington North, a lot of their points right here, I think the last several baskets have just been from second chance offensive rebounds and those opportunities. Northview just not doing a good job right here rebounding.
3:17 to go. Bloomington North will inbound it on top of the wing. A dribble handoff right side to Mia. Feeds it on the near side to Ava. Ava, the long three to tie. No. Ball's rebounded by Reagan White after a couple of ricochets off a couple of players down on the court. Chance, they almost tied it there.
Yeah, man. It's just been really bad right here. Northview just cannot get anything going.
Audrey on top. Hesitates, feeds, Brenly, corner, three, in and out.
I love the shot.
How many threes have we seen from Northview go in and out?
Probably like six.
It's like the Wabash Valley Classic, Northview versus Greencastle game all over again.
Don't get me started.
They won. Feeds it down low, puts it up, and missed it, but there will be a foul. So two free throws upcoming for Bloomington North. And Kobe, Bloomington North found their stride, and they have a chance to get it within one here.
I mean, like, going back to what I was saying, the rebounding, the steals. I mean, Northview's, their offense is just a little sloppy right here. And Bloomington North said, all right, thank you. They're going to take full advantage of that.
So Bloomington North free throw shooter likes to step all the way back and then kind of step in from the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line. Sullivan will make free throw attempt number one. It's 12-10 on the Great Dane scoreboard. We do want to give thanks as a couple subs will check in. The Lorenz Service in Brazil. Tony and the crew are the ones you can trust to get it done right. And then Brazil Coffee Grounds. Hey, kickstart your morning every morning or, you know, afternoon, dinner, whatever at Brazil Coffee Grounds, a proud supporter of Northview Athletics. Sullivan will miss the second attempt. Brenly will grab the rebound. And now the Knights will have it right to left with Audrey Spencer running point. You have Rounds, Buchanan, Reagan, White, Clark, and Audrey on the floor for the Northview Knights. Audrey still looking for some points here on this offensive possession during this drought for the Knights. Reagan will get the pass. Drive in, spin, nearly traveled. She kept her left pivot foot somehow and finds Audrey on top. Coming up on 2 minutes to play until the half. Guarded by Patterson behind the back. Thought about the long NBA three. Instead, she'll get to the left elbow. Jump stops, puts up the layup, and got it to go. That is a strong, strong move from Audrey Spencer, the senior.
Hey, sometimes bully ball, that's what you got to do, and it works. Audrey Spencer can dribble all around this court. She can dive in, do what she can down low.
Mia feeds Sullivan on the right block. She'll get double team right away. It's knocked out of bounds by Reagan White. Good help side defense there. Reagan probably could have got called for a foul with a slice across the arm, but the official didn't see it.
Definitely could have.
We didn't see it either.
Yeah, I'm not recording.
And there's no video on the giant jumbo screen here either. 139.
I didn't even see that.
Northview up four. Sullivan dribbles off her foot. It should be out of bounds. It will be out of bounds. And the Knights get it back up four with a minute 34 to play in the second quarter.
Definitely talk about catching a little bit of a break right there. I mean, for all we know, Bloomington North could have gone on another stride, scored here, just dribbling off her foot. Northview will take advantage. Full court trap coming their way right here.
Audrey will have it going right to left. They break it with ease. She's going to fake the pass, spin, puts up the right hand, and oh, she couldn't get it. But an offensive board is taken by Buchanan. What a move by Audrey.
I really thought, man, that would have been and-one mixtape level right
there. That was Tyrese Halliburton level.
Hey, he's an all-star.
Brinley Clark on the right elbow. Goes to the left. Fade away 15-footer. Brinley Clark gets some points on the board.
Finally getting some momentum going their way.
But a wide-open transition three, and Bloomington North's not going to miss that one. Just a defensive miscue, and Coach Keyes can't do anything else but put his hands on his hips. That was frustrating, I'm sure.
Just an error.
Audrey up ahead to Brenly to break the press. Will drive all the way. Gets it blocked, but it landed out of bounds in the hands of Brenly Clark. So it's Bloomington North with the basketball. Looks like Northview had all the momentum, and all of a sudden they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, Audrey Spencer, razzle-dazzle doing her thing, and some nice shots right here. A transition three for the Cougars. And then a nice block on the other side. Hopefully they do not do something here. 40 seconds to go.
Patterson feeds it on the right elbow. Back near side to Barbaro, who just made a three. But this time she'll drive and dribble off her right knee. It's a turnover again. And Orthy will this time have it. And I would assume they go for the last shot because regardless of the low scoring right now, you kind of want the lead going to halftime, right?
Absolutely. I think you would want to hold it here. They did it last quarter. I could definitely see them doing it here again. Definitely try and get a better play design, as last time it was just kind of, you know, thrown together at the last second.
We'll kind of see if Bloomington North allows North to get the last shot. There's 15 seconds left. It'll be Audrey on top, who lost the ball but picked it back up and will do a little crossover move. They got time. 10 seconds now. Audrey's got to move. Long three, just forced it up for some reason. I think she thought there was little time than she had. She had 2.8 seconds on the clock now, so she shot that with probably about 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah, the first quarter wasn't a good shot. That one, a worse shot.
Big thanks to our friends at First Farmers Bank and Trust. Pay directly from your smartphone with mobile wallet. And it's going to be halftime now, as the full court shot would not go in. So the halftime break, Northview has the lead at Gainbridge Fieldhouse by a score over Bloomington North, 16-13. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back. Kobe will break down that first half play here on WAMB.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted, locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the North Unites the best of luck this season.
It's another day in the Wabash Valley. And for most of us, it's just another day on the job. But at Lynn's Pharmacy, taking care of neighbors and making the community a better and healthier place is our mission. Because when you love what you do and you really care about the people you serve, you do it well. It's not for the glory, a big award, or even a pat on the back. It's just knowing that we can count on each other. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
Great Dane Brazil, the leader in employment opportunities, already offers $17 to $23 an hour, referral bonuses, great health insurance, and matching 401k. Now they've taken it up a notch. Applicants receive 2 weeks paid vacation, an extra $2 an hour for night shifts, and get an extra $100 a week perfect attendance award paid the following week. That's an extra $5,200 a year. Become a maker at greatdane.com/careers or call 812-443-4711.
Hi, this is Mark, owner of Reliable Garage Doors. Are you tired of looking at the same garage door you had on your house when you bought it? Then it's time to do something about it. Let us at Reliable Garage Doors make your home look new again. I'll come over and give you a free estimate. Just call me at 812-841-2078. Your local garage door expert with over 36 years of experience.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Your home for Northview Night Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome in here to the Holiday Classic at the fabulous Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis, where a lot of high schools here locally in the state of Indiana, all around the state, they're getting the opportunity to play. The only girls team is, of course, the Bloomington North Cougars taking on your Northview Lady Knights. Let's go through the stats and talk about the recap of the first half and see what they need to do in order to come out of here a winner in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. At the halftime break, Northview leads Bloomington North 16 to 13. I mean, as we expected, it's a very big venue. It's large. Scoring is low. They have taken a very long break off since playing. They haven't played a basketball game since 2 weeks ago when they got their win over in North Putnam High School. But the Knights, they've been playing pretty well. Andre Spencer, of course, is leading the way for the Lady Knights with 7 points, just driving inside. Reagan White with a three-point shot as well. So they can only do as much as they can, but I mean, just the real world that we have talked about is the word slow. It's just very slow on how well they've been working it on the offensive side, getting back on defense as the Bloomington North Cougars. They've been getting some transition shots, some transition looks, even though they haven't been getting their shots to fall either. Both teams just playing a little sloppy. They picked it up pretty well in the second quarter, I'd say. First quarter was just not the best. Northview lead 8-3, so an 11-point first quarter, but they both definitely picked it up that second quarter. And they're going to see what they have to talk about at the halftime break. They're going to have to come out of here. A lot of excitement here in the Gatebridge Fieldhouse. We got some fans here locally all around the state. We saw Southport and Plainfield on the men's side of things play before this game. Northview and Bloomington North, don't miss it. The second half is going to come up. We're going to talk about it a little bit more in the halftime show right here on WAMB.
We're the Browns, and this is our account.
Nicole and Jordan Brown of Hoosier Aviation talk about Riddell National Bank.
Our relationship with Riddell really began when we were kids, so when we started our business, it seemed like a natural fit for us.
Riddell's provided all of our financial needs for both personal and business, and we could not be happier with the level of service.
For commercial loans, lines of credit, and payroll services, choose Riddell National Bank.
If you're looking to grow your business, Riddell is your best option.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the Northview Knights the best of luck this season.
The Northview Knights love Brazil Coffee Grounds, and you will too. Make Brazil Coffee Grounds your go-to stop before school or work every morning and get a coffee, iced latte, or frappe with numerous flavors to choose from to give you the energy you need to start your day. Brazil Coffee Grounds isn't just known for their coffee, their pastries and lunch items are great too. For a full menu of their drinks and food, visit their Facebook page. Brazil Coffee Grounds wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us, and we will help you stay protected.
Stocking stuffers can come in many shapes and sizes, and Sparkle Pools has them all this holiday season. Sparkle Pools is now carrying Maui Jim sunglasses. These sunglasses have modern looks for the distinguished gentleman and women's fashion frames to fit any lifestyle. Fill your stockings with pool maintenance products from Pool Style and Super Shockwaves. Sparkle Pools is even an authorized dealer for swimmingpool.com, where you can find above-ground pools, outdoor living products, and everything else pool related. Happy holidays from Sparkle Pools, 2225 North 25th Street and 5171 South Highway 41 in Terre Haute.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on WAMB The Breeze.
Welcome back here to the Holiday Classic at the fabulous Gainbridge Fieldhouse, home of your Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. Northview Lady Knights currently leading against the Bloomington North Cougars by a score at the halftime break, 16-13. There is 2 minutes coming up on the Great Dane scoreboard before we get both teams set and ready. They're in there. They just got done. They came out of the locker room. A long conversation for both sides. Northview, of course, they're out there on the right side shooting. Bloomington North out there on the left just putting some shots up. The shot selections weren't the best, but they were definitely hard to come by as both teams definitely played up to par on their defense. But the offense, that is the one skill that they both need to improve on. That is definitely what both of these head coaches told both of their teams for sure. And I think Zach Keyes is just going to tell them, hey, just calm down. I know the nerves are high right now. We just got done playing a first half on a professional, you know, arena on the Pacers and Fever Court. Why not go out there, do it again, but this time with less nerves, less distress, and get this win. They know they can do it. They just have to do the right things. We'll talk about it. We got the second half live action when we come back right here, Northview in Bloomington North on WAMB.
This is RE/MAX real estate agent Michelle Engel. My family has been in the local community since 2005, and we love supporting the Knights. My daughter attends Northview and is a cheerleader and plays on the tennis team. You will see me dedicating my time to this community. One example is my daughter and I love volunteering for the Clay County Youth Food Delivery Program. Allow me to put my 10 plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
Remember to buy and sell with Michelle. Call her at 812-230-1382.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-through again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you. Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
This is WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Back here on WAMB on the video and on the radio side now here for Northview basketball. The girls team up 16-13 over Bloomington North at the halftime break of a low-scoring affair. But to be fair, Kobe, all games early going are low-scoring. I mean, think how hard it is to shoot on this gymnasium. I mean, you're not used to, let alone shooting in a basketball arena this large, but let alone, Grace Jones just got honored for outstanding work in the classroom. Got a photo at midcourt. That's pretty cool. Congratulations to Grace Jones. But yeah, they're not used to shooting with all this space behind the backboard. It's a lot different.
It's definitely, it messes with your head a little bit. I mean, you're going from a gymnasium that holds about a couple of hundred people, and now you're in an arena that holds well over 10,000 people. It's definitely a true jaw-dropping and eye-opening experience. But I think the best thing I talked about during the halftime break, you know, they did it the first half. They could break that away, get out here on the second half. They've already done it before. Just get the victory.
North, you'll have the ball first in the second half, going left to right, opposite way this time. Audrey pump fakes the 14-footer, skips to a wide-open Reagan White for a corner three, her second of the night. I just got done talking to her dad downstairs at halftime. He said, oh, that was so cool to see my freshman daughter hit a three here where the Pacers play in the Fever. That's awesome.
Well, you know what's better than that? Two threes.
Two. How about more?
Yeah, we'd love to see that.
Knights up six, making a three on their first possession. Let's see what Bloomington North can do here on their first time around. Audrey nearly stole it away from Patterson as the ball is on the right wing. Now it'll be driven in. Splits the defense. Eldridge gets a hand on it. Goes for another block and then a whistle after the offensive rebound. Kobe, she had to sit out majority of that first half because of foul trouble. And not even 50 seconds in, she'll pick up her third foul.
Yeah, and you got to think.
They got to bring her out again.
Yep, she's going to go right out. That's what I was about to say. I mean, you got to think. For the not well timed, you got to go later into the game. Think about all that. The first free throw is missed. A good start offensively. I think the defense is really the high attribute that they did well in the first half, all things considered, but now it's kind of flip-flopped.
Rachel Rounds will get more runs. She'll come in. Eldridge not getting the play on the Gainbridge Fieldhouse floor as much as I'm sure she'd like due to foul trouble. Sullivan missed the first attempt. Second one is up and through. It's 19-14. From the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line.
A full court trap coming here.
Yep. Brenly will take one dribble, force a pass to Buchanan, skips it far side to Audrey, caught it by her ankles, Euros, puts it up and in. Audrey Spencer so good when she's going so fast because she can stay under control.
Yeah, and it just definitely makes the defender wonder what she's going to do with it. She has so many opportunities.
It's a football score. It feels like we might as well be next door at Lucas Oil Stadium. 21-14, Knights up a touchdown.
Hey, maybe one day.
Audrey will pick up her second foul on a reach-in, so it'll be Bloomington North's ball underneath. Patterson looks to inbound it. Lobs it to Sullivan, goes up and gets it. Kick back out for a long two. Kind of squibs inside the rim, and Audrey tried to go for the one-handed rebound. Instead of just letting it go out of bounds, she couldn't grab it. Slides off her right hand, so a turnover. Bloomington North gets her right back, and Coach Keyes just says, oh.
Yeah, definitely something you got to, you know, just be more smart on.
Ball's inbounded. Sullivan goes up, and another foul. So Northview has three team fouls here in the early going. And Bloomington North only had the ball for two possessions.
Free throws are coming quick for them right now. Sullivan, definitely one player. The Cougars, they were on the scouting report before this game. She is one special talent.
Sullivan again. She went 1-2 the last time at the line. She'll make the first here from the York City JR Brazil free throw line. We do want to give thanks to First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum. He's local, so you should stay local with your insurance needs. Come grow with them, and they will keep you protected. Sullivan goes 50% at the line again, but Kopi, Audrey nearly had the ball bounce off her right hand and go towards Bloomington North, and I think the official might have missed that.
No, it definitely hit, but I think the rule is if your hand is getting last touch, but the opponent behind you swats your hand into the ball, that way it is technically still off of the opposing team.
We'll take it. Reagan has it left side. She already hit a three. Goes for a backdoor cut, but gets it stripped away. It's on the floor. Ball's being fought for on the ground.
Someone's
Everybody
it.
Has it. It'll be a jump ball, I would assume, and Bloomington North will get it.
Bloomington North came up pretty lucky right there. Definitely could have gone the other way.
Brennelly had it right there at her ankle, just tried to bend over and pick it up with one hand. And next thing you know, the Cougars are down there sliding and diving for the ball, showing a little bit more effort there.
Gotta love the respect and the hustle they gave.
Patterson kicks over, far three, pump faked by Mia. Now it's down low to Sullivan, who's triple teamed, nearly fouled, and she will be.
Man, another cheap, quick foul picked up.
Coach Keyes is getting on Audrey there because that was not needed.
Audrey Spencer, that's her third personal foul.
Audrey has three fouls. Do you take her out or do you keep her in?
I think you really got to talk to your bench. Like, do you trust her in this, you know, in this regard?
You're going to have to, and she's going to have to be smarter. Pump fake on the inbounds, goes up, kisses off the glass, missed. Brennelly gets the rebound, ripped away for a jump ball, but this time Northview does get it.
Didn't really hear the whistle blowing a whole lot that first half, but right now, four fouls picked up in the first minute and 2 minutes.
Audrey will go left to right. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. A lot of stoppage due to fouls here. Audrey will have it on the right wing. Goes around a Brindley Clark screen, far side. Pulls up for three. She'll miss it, but another foul on Northview offensively. What is going on?
Man, what happened at halftime? Like, all of a sudden, Northview just not playing the way they can. It's just too many fouls picked up right here.
That is the fifth team foul. They're two away from Bloomington North being in the bonus for the rest of the second half, and we're not even 3 minutes in to the third quarter. Ball's down low, put up and in by Bloomington North. Because now they got to be careful of being too physical.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. You definitely don't want to be in that situation, but unfortunately, they're going to have to play the rest of this game like that.
Five fouls to zero. Two and a half into the third. Nearly turned it over. Buchanan has it. Fakes the pass. Now finds Brindley. Back to Reagan White. Near side on top of the Gainbridge Fieldhouse signage. Reagan will dribble with it. Drives to the left elbow. Picks it up. Needs help. Spins. Got to get rid of it before 5 seconds. And she does, but gets rid of it towards the crowd out of bounds. And Northview, they're just kind of having a rough go at it. It looked like they're going to be their quarter after Reagan White opened up with a three, but everything's been downhill since.
Yeah, you mentioned it. That one Reagan White three to begin the opening play of the second half, and all of a sudden it's like magic. It all went away. They used all their luck on that one three-pointer.
Now Bloomington North down four has a chance to get it within a one-possession deficit here. On top, long three, just in front of the NBA point line. Ava drills it, my goodness.
I mean, you're leaving opponents and shooters open. You're turning the ball over too many times. Of course, the foul game, we've noted. It's just not looking pretty.
What is Northview going to do to answer here? Grace Jones is in the game, by the way, for Buchanan. They went a little bigger. Brenly, free throw line, wide open, and she just missed it, but got her own rebound graciously. Drives with the left hand, and that's an easier two-point attempt. 23-20 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Now Bloomington North with a chance to tie. Skips it near side. Has Bloomington North led yet?
Not yet today.
And a travel will be called.
If he keeps going this way, they might hear soon.
Northview up three with the ball. Bloomington North will back off their full court press. Big thanks to PDF Process Development Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the Brazil community. Audrey has it on the right wing. Finds Reagan on top. Tight defense by Bloomington North. Skips to a wide open. Brindley, Clark, 4-3. Buddy Heald's land.
Man, they needed that one bad.
26-20. Patterson, pump fakes, drives on Audrey. No, she can't foul. Misses anyway, but the offensive putback is good, plus the foul.
That's probably the worst scenario you could have had right there. And what do? At the beginning of the third quarter, they made a three. It all went bad. They made another three, and then all of a sudden it goes bad again. They can't catch a break.
Oh, that's not a foul. That's not a foul at all. I just saw the gigantic, bigger than my house, screen in front of me. That was not a foul. Brentley didn't touch anybody.
You know, when you think about it, it is the size of a house. I never thought about that.
Someone's living up there. Boomer.
He lives somewhere in the rafters. He's going to, you know, ascend here shortly, I hope.
Well, after the three-point play is completed, it'll be Northview just up three again. A little bit of adversity here early on. Audrey trying to get it. Puts it up and count it with a circus shot. My goodness, Audrey Spencer.
Talking about needing something in a hurry. I mean, that was just absolutely the most needed shot you could have took right there. And plus the foul, it just goes to show that this team does not give up. Shout out John Cena.
That's tonight.
Yeah, it is. He's returning. Him and Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn.
From New York, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram of Brazil, free throw line. Audrey Spencer to make it a three-point play. Can't. Rattled in, rattled out. Regardless, Knights are up 28-23, 3:24 to go in the third quarter of play. Bloomington North misses, gets their own rebound, puts it up over three defenders. Come on, Northview just can't get physical because the rest of the way, Bloomington North, they're in the bonus, Kobe.
Yeah, and that's the one player we talked about earlier in the game. Sullivan just uses her body, goes down low a lot of the time, and now with the foul trouble on your back, one more foul, they're in a lot of trouble.
Audrey nearly lost it, has an open Reagan White, another three. This time it's way off left. Thought she got her arm hit. They're going to push it up ahead to Patterson. Audrey can't foul. She'll fake the steal, and Reagan runs it down, but throws it away back to Patterson. Has an open three. They won't take it. They have a chance to tie, and they will hear from Sullivan. They'll tie it.
This game hasn't been tied since very early when it was both zeros on the game clock. Scoreboard, excuse me.
The house.
Yeah, the house. Timeout, very needed right here.
Yeah, good timeout taken by Coach Zach Keys. Game's tied at 28-28. 2:27 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. We'll be right back. 60-second break on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. Visit our Timberland store to get everything you need for your new project, and if we don't have the supplies you need in store, we can order it for you. You can even rent the equipment from our rental department. Timberland strives to provide you with the finest residential and commercial building projects at a level of service that is second to none. Quality, integrity, Timberland.
We all know what it's like to be super busy during weekday evenings. Whether you have kids involved in sports, a club, or whatever you have going on with the family that night. Anyway, it always seems hard to find the time to slow down to prepare a nice homemade meal. It's drive-thru again, right? Wrong! Kitch Fix should be the answer. Plan ahead by joining the Kitch Fix Facebook group and let Brandy Pierce cook for you.
Kitch Fix releases their menu on Wednesdays, so go join the Facebook group now. Pick it up, warm it up, and feed the family with Kitch Fix.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Much quicker than a 60-second timeout, the North Unites are back on the floor with a 2:10 to go here. It'll be spun inside by Reagan, goes up and in, hit the bottom of the rim, and now Bloomington North Kobe a chance to take their first lead of the night. They'll go in transition and will do so on a layup.
Man, the worst has shown right here recently. Third quarter started out so good for the Lady Knights.
First lead of the night for Bloomington North comes at the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. Grace Jones gets lost the ball. It should be a jump ball. It will be, but it's the Cougars' ball. Kobe, the timeout didn't seem to help.
No, it didn't, and you got to think maybe something has just been going on. Is it still the nerves? Is it just miscommunication? Something's going on.
Noena White, Grace Jones and company on the bench. Brenly, Audrey, Buchanan, Rounds, and Reagan out there for the Knights. It'll be near side. Bloomington North ball driving on the baseline. Ball's batted away, saved by Rounds. Up ahead to Reagan White, who nearly lost it out of bounds. And it's she's pickpocketed, and Bloomington North has an easy layup.
Wow. It's just all the worst luck in the world is just being inside here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse right now for Northview.
Now they're down four. Knights need a buck in the worst way. Right elbow. Reagan wide open. Brindley, please. Yes!
Brindley Clark, the savior. Ooh.
Makes a three to get it within one, and that was absolutely huge. Under 1 minute to go in the third, and a foul will be called on the shot attempt by Katie Buchanan. So Bloomington North will go to the York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil free throw line.
And you got to think maybe just one big factor that Bloomington North is taking to their advantage is the fact foul trouble has been plenty,
so they'll drive in. They're driving and being aggressive.
Don't blame them at all, and now they will be in the bonus the rest of the way.
First free throw attempt is missed. Let's go ahead and thank REMAX Real Estate Agent Michelle Engel. Buy and sell with Michelle, 812-230-1382. Reagan White will get a breather, probably just for the final 50-some seconds.
Need her all the fourth.
32-31, Bloomington North, make that 33-31. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bloomington North in the penalty for the rest of the game. While Bloomington North only has one team foul.
I wouldn't hold it here with the last shot.
Reagan on the bench, on top to Buchanan. Skips it to Delana White. She had an open look, didn't take it. It'll be handed off to Audrey. Thought about the three. She's getting double teamed, and Audrey just throws it away. Mistake after mistake. A gruesome third quarter for Northview. And Audrey nearly stole it away, but also nearly picked up a fourth foul.
Ugh.
Cougars will take the open three look and miss. Offensive rebound is fought for. It'll be a jump ball, and it'll be Northview's ball.
So now you want to hold it here for the last shot, but again, the end of the first and the end of the second, they haven't got too many good looks, just questionable shot selections. I got to go early. I want to go see them go towards the basket around the 10-9 second mark.
And I like this decision by Coach Keys. Get Eldridge and Reagan White back in the game. Just don't pick up an offensive foul. For the final 23 seconds of the third quarter, Bloomington North 33, Northview 31. Eldridge hasn't played for majority of the game due to foul trouble. She has three. I would assume she'll start the fourth. 10 seconds, Audrey on the logo. Down two, third quarter. Spencer on the right side, gets double teamed. She'll take it anyway, just dribbles it out of bounds. And Audrey just...
What is going on, man? It's just not pretty.
Coach Keys has to take her out, obviously, for defensive reasons. Yeah, she will. And she's, I don't know, she's just making a couple mistakes that she doesn't normally make. Just dribbled it out of bounds. 3 seconds. Two. One. It'll be a half court. Couldn't get a shot off of time. That'll be the end of the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Bloomington North 33, Northview 31. We'll take a break here on WAMB.
What makes Lynn's Pharmacy different from the big chains? People. When you walk into Lynn's Pharmacy, you'll see friends and neighbors on both sides of the counter.
We come to Lynn's Pharmacy because of Lynn and his staff. They're also knowledgeable and helpful and always willing to take the time to give us good advice.
May not be in every corner, but Lynn's Pharmacy and its predecessors have been trusted in the community since 1872. Lynn's Pharmacy, a modern pharmacy with old-fashioned values and personal service in downtown Brazil.
Great Dane in Brazil doesn't just build trailers and truck bodies, they build their employees. Here's Matt to tell you how Great Dane has impacted his whole life.
Hi, I'm Matt Pierce. I've been a Great Daner since before I was born. My dad worked at Great Dane for over 38 years, and now I'm carrying on the Great Dane tradition.
Now hiring for a range of skilled positions. Move your life forward at greatdane.com/careers.
Great pay, great benefits, great opportunities to advance. Every morning when I come in, I see Champ, and I embrace my great.
This is WAMB, The Breeze. Like us on Facebook.
Welcome back. The beginning of the fourth quarter now starting between the Northview Lady Knights and the Bloomington North Lady Cougars. Lady Cougars got that lead in the third quarter. A lot of foul trouble for Northview. Bloomington North taking advantage. They currently lead by 2, 33-31. They're going to drive inside, going right to left on your radio dial. They have been shooting from behind the arc. They've been driving in a lot here today. Northview just has not looked like themselves here, Corey.
Yeah, the third quarter of play. Let's see if they can turn that thing around here in the fourth quarter as Bloomington North has it. 7.5 to go to begin things with a 33-31 lead. Knights defense has to be better and also can't foul. Long three from Patterson rattles in and out. And it'll be up ahead now to the Knights on the rebound from Buchanan.
If that would have went in, man, Northview, they're already so down low. It's just going to be hard to get them out of that.
Knights a chance to tie or take the lead. And now they're going to call a carry on Audrey Spencer, Kobe. And you know what? I saw Bloomington North's coach. He's smiling. He went up to the official at the end of the third and said he was doing the carry signal. And I guarantee that's what it was about. Wow, I have not seen that called on Audrey once this year. So Bloomington North with it right back coming up on 7 minutes to play. On the near side. Firing it on top to Patterson for Bloomington North. Skips inside, wide open corner, three, got it. Oh, it's a 5-point lead, the largest of the game for Bloomington North. A carry led to that, too.
I mean, give it up to them. They've just been working very hard here. This whole second half has been just every minute, every second of Bloomington North.
Audrey, see if we can get her to go big mode here in the fourth. Audrey with an NBA three, way short. Rebounded Buchanan, and she'll double dribble.
Man, I can't think of an offensive foul that has not been called on Northview the second half alone.
Oh, dang. Both teams with 10 wins on the year, and Northview, it seems like they should definitely win this game, and if they don't, they're going to remember this third and fourth quarter because it's just all the turnovers and fouls and mistakes.
And it started off so well. They've had some positives, but the negatives are outweighing them tremendously.
Patterson has the ball on the far wing. They're looking to feed it down low. Instead, they'll skip it near corner. Spinning inside, puts up the layup, missed. Brenly, haven't said her name much tonight, gets the rebound. I don't think I need Audrey to go off. I need Brenly Clark to get the ball and just take over.
Her or someone.
Audrey will do it herself, throws it up, and she'll be fouled. Looks like a car accident down low in the lower block on the floor, Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Luckily, it wasn't an offensive foul for how reckless she was going in there, but she's going to take a squat. Looks to be in a little bit of pain after that fall. She'll have two free throw attempts from the York CDJR Brazil free throw line.
She's got to focus here. She knows how important these free throws are to get back in this one.
She'll make the first. We do want to thank Kitch Fix. You could join the Kitch Fix Facebook group today, and Kobe, let Brandy Pierce cook for you.
I will.
Because your cooking's nothing like Brandy's.
Hey, man, you don't know that. Over New Year's.
No.
Audrey. You're good. I don't want you anyway.
Free throw. And got it. Whew. That thing bounced high and went down. Three-point game again. Knights need a stop again on defense, and they got to find a way here in the final 5:45. Bloomington North trying to take the air out of the sail for the Knights' momentum they currently have for the last 13 seconds.
Pretty much.
It's on the near side. Mia. Long three, no. Long rebound just falls in the hands of an open Bloomington North Cougar for an easy two-point layup. Oh, man, that was Patterson. She was just there ready. Down five again. Audrey on the right wing. One-hand pass to Reagan on top. Back to Audrey. She'll drive. Pump fake. Goes up with it. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Will stay with Northview.
And this is really the quarter that we see Spencer take over many times. Right here, right now. Got pretty started well with the foul line trip.
It'll be Reagan now who will drive to the bucket. Floats it up to Eldridge. But a foul on the floor will be called first. Just the third team foul with 5:05 remaining on Bloomington North. Also want to give thanks to Timberland Lumber Company. That's Highway 40 west of Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Brindley Clark gives it up to Reagan. I think we got to get the ball to Brindley. What do you think?
I'd say Brindley. I like the idea of Reagan. I mean, obviously, you know Spencer's going to have the ball in her hand.
And Spencer has it with Brindley open in the corner. Instead, they're going to run an offensive set where they'll switch sides. Audrey goes around an Eldridge screen. Looking on top for Reagan. She'll drive, kicks out Buchanan for three. In and out. Buchanan has had some bad luck on three-point attempts. 4.5 to go. 38-33 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Bloomington North will just move the ball around the perimeter to Patterson, far corner now.
They're going to try and chew this clock maybe a little bit, get something going on their offense.
They're taking time, looking for their first shot, the best shot they can get. It's Mia, drives on Brenly, blows by Brenly, but missed. Rebounded with one hand by Audrey, keeps it away from her. Now it's Audrey left to right, pushing the tempo. She'll drive all the way and can't get the friendly roll. We've seen her make that a million times. Now it's Patterson. Skips it. Open three. This could be bad. It will be.
You're a Bloomington North fan. You got to be very impressed with the way this team has came out of the locker room ever since that slow start in the first half. They're just playing incredible. Northview, no success really.
The Knights have had 16 points at halftime, Bloomington North with 13, and they are just dominating the second quarter, or second half. Missed layup of out of bounds off Bloomington North.
You're coming up with about 3 minutes left in this one, and it's an 8-point deficit for Northview. You got to go for the quick shots, find something, don't want to wait too long and hesitate.
Reagan has it, open corner three, way left, air balls it. Ball stolen on the floor and a late whistle. Don't know if Coach Keys agrees, but it's going to be a pushing foul on Audrey and Kobe. That is her fourth. But you can't take her out now. There's 3:13 left.
No, this is somewhere in this game time decision. You need her like this.
And time's running out where Northview, if Bloomington North scores again, they might just steal this. And that's a shame because how well Northview played in that first half, Kobe. I know it was low scoring, but it just felt like they controlled the game.
Oh, they did for sure, but you got to give it up to how Bloomington North in this second half, they've just been shooting lights out. They've been doing well driving in. Their defense has been there up to the best here all today, really. So, I mean, Northview, of course, beating themselves up. Hopefully everything can go their way in the last 3 minutes.
One coach ran back to the locker room while Reagan White is on the far sideline getting looked at. She's holding her nose. I think she has a bloody nose, and she has to run back to the locker room. It really is an NBA-type game.
Yeah, I guess so.
Injuries happen. You run back to the locker room. No trainer in the near area to take care of her, so that's why she had to run back to the locker room. They don't want to get blood on the floor, and I think that's the big thing. First free throw is up and through. Big thanks to Lynn's Pharmacy. That's your hometown pharmacy. And Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet. For next free throw's missed with Reagan White out of the game. It's Audrey Spencer on the rebound. Four fouls, she's got it. Nearly lost the basketball. Exactly 3 minutes to go in this one.
Got to go quick here.
Down nine, you need a big shot. Audrey drives, puts it up, missed it. Bloomington North has a lot of contact, no foul though. How about Lovin' Pizza in Brazil? That's Chicago-style pizza. More the perfect meal for cheering on the Northview Knights. Have it hot and ready after the game on your way home from Indy or wherever you are. 812-420-3661. Or you can go to the Lovin' Pizza in Brazil Facebook page. 42-33. Bloomington North up 9, 2.5 to go with the ball.
They're going to waste as much time, already 30 seconds taken off this game clock.
Yeah, they're going four wide with one person down in the post. The Knights are in man defense now. You have to start fouling eventually.
Absolutely. I mean, you just got to pressure the ball, go for some double teams, and they're going to foul right there.
And Brenly will foul, and someone fell to the ground. While we wait, they're going to go to the line. They'll have a one-and-one opportunity. But first, how about the Back 40 Boutique? If you're like me, I got my significant other an Indiana Red sweater from there. She wears it all the time. She's wearing it here to the game. She loves the thing. The Back 40 Boutique, small-town feel with unique clothing and plenty of accessories to choose from. Most of it is all locally made. Visit them soon in downtown Brazil. And re-entering is Reagan White, Kilby. If you notice, though, it looks like blood got on her original uniform. She had to put on a new jersey. She's number 12 now.
No longer number one.
1-1. Need a miss. Can't get it, though. It's a 10-point lead for Bloomington North. Northview, they had a 10-point lead. No, they didn't. It was always within that 9 or 7 range. And this is a shame because Northview had this one in the bag, Kilby.
Yeah, they did. It's just a slow start and then a quick timeout. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. It's just not the way you want it to go today.
Nope. We'll be right back on WAMB.
Be safe, honey. I can't believe our baby is driving for the first time and all by himself.
Yep, he's growing up. He'll be fine.
Oh.
What will you do if this happens to you? These things do happen. Hi, I'm Mark with Reliable Garage Doors. If you need your garage door repaired or replaced, call Reliable Garage Doors for a free estimate. 812-841-2078. Your local garage door experts with over 36 years of experience.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Our used car inventory has exploded with new inventory that arrives daily. With close to 400 vehicles in stock, we can find the right options or payment that suit your needs. See them all on YorkCDJRBrazil.com. That's YorkCDJRBrazil.com, where you can set your appointment or ask your questions. It's easy to see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Your home for Northview Sports, The Breeze, WAMB.
Back here on WAMB, stick around for the post-game show when we come back. The Sparkle Pools in Terre Haute post-game show on WAMB. We'll break down this one. Hey, regardless of the outcome, this is such a cool opportunity for the girls playing against a big school in Bloomington North. I know they wanted to win this, and they probably should have the way things were going, Kobe. But they get to play on the Indiana Pacers 4 and the Indiana Fever. It's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. They can't take these for granted.
Eldridge will get her shot blocked, and Kobe, that might do it. Unless Coach Keys is going to tell him to foul. I mean, there's still plenty of time. You can't stop. 1:50 to go and counting. Got to play tight D. You're down 11, but you got to start making shots, which, Kobe, they've only scored 17 second-half points.
Not what? I mean, that's just not a recipe for a good victory here, and that's why they're trailing here by 11.
Down low, and North will take it easy, too. 46-33, and I think that's the nail in the coffin, Kobe.
I mean, it kind of really, all of a sudden, after that Reagan White three, the defense and then offense attack of the Cougars, it led them to this point, and this is why they are going to come out of here the winner.
Reagan will just throw one up. She'll miss it. Fire it out to a wide-open Delana White for three. No, rebounded Bloomington North, and shame, but that'll probably do it.
1 minute remaining. It's an unfortunate way. I mean, you got to think Northview definitely came in here high hopes, and they had a lot of fun. You're still having fun. I mean, look where you're playing at. I mean, you have to remember these. Take a lot of pictures. Remember the memories. You would have at least wanted to play, had a better performance. It's not going to happen. They have to clean it up, and next time when they're back at home or on the road, their next game. Bloomington North, on the other hand, they definitely, I'd say they deserve this victory. I mean, a slow start, both teams slowing start, sluggish a little bit as the clock is going down, 25 seconds and counting. So this one will end. But I think Bloomington North, they just came out on fire the second half. Their defense really showed up, helping them. They're attacking more. That's what Northview got in trouble in the foul game. Their shots were just falling for them, and the momentum 110% shifted their way. So the final score here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse, Northview does fall to Bloomington North 46-33.
And that'll be the final. What a hard-fought battle. But more importantly, Kilby, these two teams had fun, had an opportunity to play at just a random holiday classic game, the home of the Indiana Pacers at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It's the Bloomington North Cougars 46, Northview 33. We'll take another break and come right back here on WAMB.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
I am Matt Bilyeu, and this is my account.
Matt Bilyeu of Culver's talks about Riddell National Bank.
My relationship with Riddell started with a personal home loan. From there, it blossomed into a business opportunity. Riddell, I think, is so much more than just a bank. They're a true partner.
For commercial loans and lines of credit, choose Riddell National Bank.
It's been so great, the relationship we have with Riddell. They partner with us to make our family's dreams come true.
Member FDIC.
One promise Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. They will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Lorenz Service is your trusted, locally owned auto service repair shop. If you need your vehicle looked at, give Tony Lorenz a call or stop by the shop today. Tony Lorenz and the entire Lorenz Service team works hard to make sure your vehicle is fixed the right way. Lorenz Service wants to wish the North Unites the best of luck this season.
We all need insurance, whether it's personal or commercial. Use someone you can trust. I'm Nick McCollum with First Insurance Group here in Brazil. I graduated from Northview High School and attended Indiana State University. My family is all about the Knights. You can trust me to help you get all your insurance needs taken care of. Give me a call at 812-208-2457 or visit us at figprotects.com. Let me, Nick McCollum, work for you. Come grow with us, and we will help you stay protected.
This is your home for Northview Sports, WAMB, The Breeze.
Welcome into the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show. Visit mysparklepools.com, the Wabash Valley's number one pool builder. Let's get wet. Final score, Kilby, Bloomington North wins over Northview 46-33. Really, Northview seemed like they owned the first half, even though it was a close game. But Bloomington North just found another gear. And the Knights, that third quarter is probably what ended it for them. Too many mistakes after too many mistakes. And they lose this one by 13. But, I mean, yeah, it sucks. It's a single loss on their record. They're having a great year. It's early against a big school like Bloomington North. They'll learn from it. But in reality, this is just a cool experience for the girls. And I'm glad they got to do it, play here, the home of the Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Yeah, this one, I mean, definitely not the way you wanted it to go. You had high hopes, but you can only mess up this many amount of times before it really comes to bite you in the butt, and it did here today. Slow start for both teams, sluggish really, haven't played in a couple of weeks, but they got some great experience here today. I hope they really understand what this does mean for them, as it is a team-building moment and something that can remember for life after basketball. Just a true moment for them. I hope they really do understand it. Unfortunate, didn't go their way, but hey, they still had fun.
If you want to know the Riddell National Bank player of the game, stick around. Final one-minute break on the Sparkle Pools and Terre Haute postgame show on WAMB.
Are you looking for a new exciting career? PDF Inc. in Brazil is actively looking for creative, dependable people to hire right now. Various machine operator positions are available. No experience necessary. They'll train you for multiple positions like robotics or operating a CNC laser. Take the time to learn a valuable skill to further your career with PDF Inc. Stop by their location or visit pdf-inc.com/careers. PDF Inc. is a proud supporter of the Northview Knights.
You've driven all the way to the store when you realize, I forgot my wallet. That can be so frustrating. We've all been there. That's why enabling mobile wallet for your First Farmers debit card was so important to us. That way, if you remember everything you need to get at the store but leave your wallet behind, you can use your phone to pay and skip the aggravation. That's one more way we're determined to take our customers from what if to what's next. Learn more at ffbt.com. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Your home for Northview Sports, WAMB The Breeze.
Coach Keyes just kind of looked up here and said, hey, do you guys want me to come up there for a post-game interview? And I'm like, that's okay, because Zach even said, like, it's hard to get up here. We're way up, and he would have to go through elevators and everything else, and that's okay. We'll talk to him about this one. We'll see him Monday. No radio broadcast. It'll be the last Holiday Classic presented by Jenny Marietta, the State Farm Classic over there. We'll have the final game. We'll let you know who they play. We don't know the time yet, obviously. It depends if they can win against Terre Haute North or if they lose against Terre Haute North, who they already beat earlier in the year in a close one. Find out on our Twitter and Facebook at WAMB Radio. Let's give away the Riddell National Bank Players of the Game, Kobe. Yesterday's banking, today's values. Kobe, quickly, I mean, for the Riddell National Bank, this is going to sound really, really, probably really cheesy. That's today's banking, yesterday's values, Riddell National Bank Player of the Game. I'm going to give it to all the North Unite girls because I don't care if they won or lost this game. The Riddell National Bank Players of the Game is everyone because of the experience. Everybody got to be courtside, sit where the NBA pros, WNBA pros sit. Coach Zach Keyes got to coach in boxes where Larry Bird, Eric Spoelstra, and company all coach there, legendary coaches. So I don't know why.
Eric Spoelstra?
Miami Heat?
Yes. You just said Larry Bird and then immediately said Eric Spoelstra.
I thought of the Heat for some reason. But a lot of legendary coaches, so everybody gets Riddell National Bank Players of the Game.
Absolutely. They deserve it, man. It was a lot of fun. True experience. Will not forget this one. Until next time.
Yeah, we'll talk to you on the video side on Monday. Stick around for our social media. Until then, everybody, please enjoy the final days of your 2022. Be safe. If you're going out to drive, please don't be out late. And also, be safe. Don't drink and drive, as Clay County Sheriff Paul Harton would say, who we want to wish him a happy retirement. So in 2020, we'll talk to you in 2023. For Kobe Clark, I'm Corey Clark. Dave Thomas back in the studio. Happy New Year, everyone, from WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB The Breeze. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Brazil, Reliable Garage Doors, York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Brazil Coffee Grounds, First Insurance Group agent Nick McCollum, PDF Incorporated, First Farmers Bank and Trust, REMAX Real Estate agent Michelle Engel, Kitch Fix, Timberland Lumber Company, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, Lynn's Pharmacy, Love and Pizza, and Back 40 Boutique. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors that made this game possible.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.